I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You are listening to the GAA Hour, brought to you by Sports Joe and Shore. 72-hour non-stop protection, tested to the limits. Shore, it won't let you down.
How's things with you anyway, Dermot?
100%, living the dream.
Good stuff. So like the rest of Dublin, you're a supporter this week. On the outside looking in, I suppose. How have you found that in the 3 years since you retired?
Yeah, it's been very enjoyable. We were only discussing that earlier on, myself and Lee. We were saying it's a different dynamic. I never enjoyed reviewing games or anything, or reviewing opposition or doing previews of games or anything like that. I never enjoyed it because it felt like work sort of thing, you know.
Okay.
But now as a fan, it's a different perspective. You get to know different teams, different players, different systems. But it's all in fun, and I enjoy reviewing the games and even more previewing the games. We previewed this game leading up on Sunday, Dublin Mayo, obviously one of the biggest games of the year, and it's been very enjoyable morning, just discussing all that sort of stuff. But it's different when you're playing, you know. It's more intense. It's more like work when you're involved.
So like when you are retired, like are you surprised that you've enjoyed the kind of punditry aspect?
Yeah, to be honest with you, yeah. Now it's very controlled in the manner that I do. I don't put myself out there for all the media outlets. I suppose I do a small with Boyle Sports and that kind of suits me. You know, it's the format suits me rather than like big TV shows or any of that sort of carry on. I'd like to be under the radar there.
You couldn't see yourself going into that in the Sunday game or something?
Never say never.
Okay, fair enough. Would you be a fanatical Gaelic football fan? Like, say, would you watch Mayo Galway at the weekend? That kind of thing.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, obviously I keep a close eye on all the games. Really, to be honest with you, like I've been at a lot of games this year. We've travelled up and down the country watching games this year. But it's different. Like, I would have never done that when I was playing. There's no way would I ever have gone to opposition games when I was playing. Maybe because you might be seen at a game, or you might get annoyed or whatever it may be. But as a fan, yeah, I love going to the games. I'm a big hurling fan as well. So I anytime I get an opportunity to go and watch a hurling game, I'm there. Like,
would you still get that, like, people coming up to you as much as, say, when you were playing, like, just, say, looking for a selfie or something like that?
No, they wear the disguise when I go into the games now. I got clever as the years went on, you know.
So what's the disguise?
Do you know the old disguise? It's a hat, like a top hat. Glasses, yeah. Mustache.
Okay. I suppose it has to be done.
It doesn't have to be done, but it works.
Works, yeah. Who would be your favourite players to watch in Gaelic football at the minute?
Yeah, obviously you'd have to say Clifford for Kerry. He's the standout at the moment. I think he's remarkable when he's playing well. Him and the brother, when they play together, I think are really, really sharp. I'm enjoying watching Aidan O'Shea play this year. It's a different dynamic for him, a full forward. And Ryan O'Donoghue's being standout for Mayo, I think. For Dublin, Bugler for me has been their best player this year. Well, look, Conn has been their best player, but we all know what Conn can bring. But as in kind of a breakout season, I think Sean Bugler is going to have that this year. all depending what happens on Sunday, I think he'd be a nailed on all-star this year if he keeps going the way he's going. I think he just looks really fit at the moment. He's contributing now on the scoreboard. His tackling is unreal. Galway, Sean Kelly, I suppose you could talk about him all day long. You know, very unlucky for him. He's captain of that team. Was kind of, they were beaten in the league final by Mayo, and they obviously went out then last weekend against Mayo, and they're probably the form team of the championship. So for him, I was very disappointed for him, because I thought he had some year, you know, really did.
Yeah, like Bugler, I suppose, just unbelievably fit, really, and some man to run with the ball.
Yeah, but not only that, he can train any donkey to be fit and run fast and all that carry on. But this guy has 2 feet, and I tell you, you won't go by him either too easy either. And he's so strong in the tackle, like he's putting in 5, 6, 7 tackles for Dublin every single game he goes out. But he was always doing that. Now he's contributing on the other end, and he's getting 2 or 3 scores, which will bring his game on.
What would you be like as a spectator at the Dublin games? Would you get excited?
No, I'm more of a calm demeanour, to be honest with you. There are a few hotheads now in the boys' sports box when we're in there. But I'm more like Jim Gavin. I just sit in my seat and watch the game and enjoy it.
Okay. Do you miss it since you retired? Have you got to play much with your club since retired from Dublin in 2020?
I played with the club last year. I haven't played football at all this year. I'm actually playing hurling at the moment with the club. That's why I was asking you about the hurling.
Okay.
It was Paddy Roy's managing this year, and my younger brother is playing now. We haven't won a club championship in 30 years. So he asked me would I go back and try to contribute a little bit this year. I'm only going back the last 4 weeks. But I'm really enjoying it. I haven't kicked any football this year at all. And I don't plan on yet. I never say never, but I don't plan on going back playing football yet. Yeah, that's
Some people would say that you were as good a hurler as you were a footballer. Did you win a Leinster medal under 21?
Won a Leinster under 21 under Sean Lane, and went on. We played Galway then the All Ireland final, and we're beaten pretty convincingly in that All Ireland final. But never played minor with Dublin in hurling, but I did in football. And that kind of made my decision, to be honest with you. I think it was a manager there from Nafina, and he didn't pick me, and did a very, very strong second year minor team that year. They were beaten by Limerick in the All-Ireland semi-final. And to be honest with you, I kind of was a bit disheartened there, and I picked football then pretty much. Well, Dave Billings kind of put the arm around the shoulder and brought me up to Pillar Caffrey squad that year in 2006, 2007, and you can't do both at that level, you know. You either pick one or the other, and that's the way I chose.
And would you find hurling, there's a bit more freedom in the Gaelic football to play, or I suppose which
all would you... the work?
Yeah, so that's the
so much easier to play hurling. I mean, you're not covering 10, 12 k. Your body doesn't be as sore the next day. I'm just really enjoying it at the moment. It's all about, you know, it's a really skill-based game. It's not, it can be an athletic game, but it's not as athletic as football. It's not as hard-hitting as football. I'm really enjoying it at the moment. And my mantra is let the ball do the work. That'll move them way faster than I ever will.
How was the first touch when you came back, when you hadn't played in a few years?
Absolutely dire. It was a tackle my second touch was a tackle every time.
Okay. Well, sure. Okay. You have to start at the bottom.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
Get back
3
up.
3 points against Luke on the last day.
Okay. Are you a midfield or where are you playing?
Forward.
Stay inside.
Self and big John Henderson inside. Yeah, the two bosses.
So let the ball into you.
Hit the ball in anyway.
Okay. Growing up, who would have been, say, the biggest influences on your career, Dermot? We were talking to Shane Walsh a couple of weeks ago, and he told us that his old principal used to just drum it into him to practice with the left foot more than the right. And I suppose he's very two-footed now. Who would have been the biggest influences on your career?
Yeah, certainly in Vincent's, that was definitely a mantra. And when you said that, Tony Diamond comes to mind. He always taught us that we had a good foot and a better foot, not a strong foot and a weaker foot. And that was always a big part of his training, and kick passing was always a big thing from him. And then obviously as you go up through the ranks, like, I mean, you meet the likes of Mickey Weil and Pat Gilroy, Jim Gavin, like the list of coaches goes on and on and on as you go on in your career. I wouldn't like to single out anybody individually, but certainly I was very, very lucky to play under a lot of really good coaches. Yeah.
So your kicking like would have been one of the best parts of your game. Like, would it have been something that you'd have practiced yourself, like on your own, even between training, going out with a bag of balls and hitting them off the right and the left?
100%. Nobody's born with 2 feet. You can kick off 2 feet like nobody is. It's practice, practice, practice. And it's something I really like to do. Like, some lads go out and they like to go to gym, or some lads like to go out and they do more runs, or some lads like to go out and take shots. I prefer to go out and, you know, work on my kick pass, and that was my strength in the game, I thought. So it's something that I really did work on down the years. And as you get older, you get better at it. And you know you're kind of your sweet spot. So yeah, a lot of practice, that's all.
You'd have been doing that from a young age?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Like, when it was 12 years you were playing with Dublin, am I right in saying?
2006 to 2019, whatever that is. Maybe okay. 1 year in the middle.
13, like, is it, like, when you're playing for so long and your summers are, you had long summers every year playing with Dublin, like, can it be tough? And I know you went to Boston in 2018, like, was that nice? I suppose it was such a big change because you wouldn't have been used to getting a break like that.
Yeah, well, you see, at the same time, Vincent's were going very well. So I actually played 2 or 3 years where you got no break. You literally got a week of Christmas, but even at that week of Christmas, you had an All-Ireland semi-final or an All-Ireland club semi-final to play in January. So you were kind of, you never really got to take your eye off the ball. And I was very lucky that I never really got too many injuries, maybe a couple of soft tissue injuries or a couple of bangs, but nothing took me out for a long period of time. So I did have a lot of minutes and miles on the clock, I suppose. And it does get hard. It comes in waves. If you're not getting enough downtime, it becomes monotonous. The same training, the same routine, the same, you know. So, and in fairness, like with Jim Gavin, that time when we were going well with Vincent's, he always gave me time off. You know, he realised that, like, doing that running session on a Tuesday is not going to, like, I'm already as fit as I'm going to be. I'm not going to get much fitter, say, leading up to a championship game or whatever. But he was always very good at managing lads in that sort of sense, where he could see a lad maybe he's just a little bit tired and maybe needs a couple of days rest. And he was very good at managing that. So it was hard. The Boston thing in 2018 is something that I loved it. I absolutely loved it. We went over there. I hadn't played football all year. I didn't play with the club that year. I completely disengaged with it. I didn't want to play. I'd been pissed off the year previous, what happened. And I just kind of fell out of love with football. And I remember sitting down with Shane Carty, and he was like, why don't you go to States? So why don't we go to States for the summer? And kind of that sparked that idea in my head. And we ended up meeting with a couple of clubs, some from New York, some from Boston, some from Philly. And we decided we'd go to Donegal, Boston. And I swear to God, it was one of the best experiences I've ever had. We won the championship out, made great friends. If you ever need a place to stay in Boston, I'm sure there'd be plenty of beds, you know, the sort of way. And even similar for them guys coming back here, like getting invited to weddings and just making good friends, you know. And that's something that you don't do when you're playing intercounty football, because you don't have them summers. You don't get to do the summer holiday. You miss the sags, you miss the weddings, you might be at the wedding, but you're not having the same crack as everyone else, the sort of thing, you know. So it was a real kind of back to the old, like it's like playing club football in 20 years ago, where it's, you know, you go out when you play on a Sunday, you train Tuesday and Thursday, you might do a gym session during the week, but it wasn't all structured like that. And then you go out for a few points and enjoy each other's company then after the game, which I thought was something new for me, and I really enjoyed it. And I'd say to any young lad that gets the opportunity to do it, to go and do it.
So like you, when you're playing intercounty, you probably didn't even think about that. You wouldn't have got the chance to have done that. So like when you got the taste for it, it probably was a completely life-changing experience in that way, I suppose.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, well, like the rule had changed. I remember, lads, when you got knocked out of the championship early, lads, you were able to travel, or even able to travel over for a weekend to play the finals. Simply, like, New York used to do it a lot. Used to bring TJ Reid out and these big hurlers out, and they'd play for one weekend, maybe, or whatever. But it was a completely different experience. The rule had changed where you had to sign for the 60 days. So you had 60 days with the club, and that was the way it was. But it was one of the best summers, one of the best summers I've ever had, because I was coming to an age where I was kind of mature enough to realise that it's not all about the crack either, you know. And that summer we got really, really fit over in Boston. Myself and Shane Carty trained their asses off during the week. And because of the hot weather, and, you know, it's very humid in Boston in the summertime, I was as fit as I ever was coming back from there. And we had a great season then with the club leading or just after that as well.
Okay. So, like, when you weren't playing, say, 2021, 2022, like, how did you fill the void? I see you play a small bit of golf as well.
Yeah, very badly.
What's the handicap?
I was 14, but I don't know. The handicap's not great. I haven't played golf. I haven't even hit a ball in anger this year. I've been to the driving range. There's a driving range around the corner from the house, and they got the new Pro Tracer or the Trackmasters in. So I've been around there playing Pebble Beach a few times, but now the golf game ain't great, let's be honest. It needs work.
Okay. And I suppose Dublin Mayo this weekend, like, you're an ambassador for Boyle Sports. They've Dublin 6-4 favourites, Mayo 11-4 outsiders. Would you go along with that for odds?
Yeah, I think Dublin are favourites. Yeah, I think even talking to Lee Keegan, he thinks he sees Dublin as favourites. But I wouldn't write off Mayo. Like, if Dublin come out and go man to man with this Mayo team, I similar to what happened down in Killarney against Kerry, I think Mayo could make hay. But if Dublin control the game first half, I think they have the personnel to come off the bench now. Like we haven't seen Jack McCaffrey in a couple of weeks, we haven't seen Paul Mannion in a couple of weeks, we haven't seen Costello in a couple of weeks. They're all guys that still have to come into this squad, you know, and they're starting to fight for places again. The only weakness I see in Dublin is the new guys in the back line. Are they solidified? Yeah. Do they know each other inside out? And do they have enough cover to come in if something does go wrong in the defence? That's the only negative I'd have for Dublin. Mayo, there's loads of question marks. They've been up and down. They've been around about. Nobody knows what they're going to get when they come out on the field. Like, they were unbelievable against Kerry first round of the group stages, and then went out in the next two games and they were brutal. So we just don't know what we're going to get from Mayo. As I said, if Dublin go out, and I think it'd be very naive of them to go out and play man-on-man with this Mayo side, because that's where they can get themselves in a little bit of trouble. But I do see Dublin as favourites here, 100%.
You wouldn't be worried that Dublin, like, haven't faced too many Division 1 teams so far this year? I think it's just Roscommon and Derry, obviously a top-level team, that they've played this year.
Yeah, and struggled in both of them. I went up to Derry in the first league game where they lost. Dublin weren't great that day. They looked a bit leggy, to be honest with you, but they got it going second half and they kind of pulled it back. The league final then here, they beat Derry, but missing a lot of guys as well. I know they were getting a lot of heavy work done in the legs. Very disappointed in the Roscommon game I was in at it. Roscommon should have beat Dublin by 3 or 4 that day. They were very lucky to get out of it, to be honest with you. But yeah, this is the question mark we always had. Did Dublin ever get tested in Leinster? Did they this? Did they that? Look, it's on the day, really. I think Dublin have the measure of this Mayo side, though.
So the plan for you now is hopefully win a first Dublin senior championship for Vincent in 30 years.
Yeah, 1993 was the last time they won it. And one of the older statesmen, he's not playing anymore, Seamus McHugh, has an old Rag Week 1993 T-shirt that he does wear down training every now and again, just to remind us it's been 30 years since we've won the bloody thing. So it will be very good. I think we've a young, strong panel and a serious manager at the helm. So, yeah, we'll be thereabouts, I say, at the end of the year.
Lovely. Well, best of luck with that, Dermot, and thanks for taking the time to chat to us.
Yeah, not a bother.
You've been listening to the GAA Hour, brought to you by Sports Joe and Shore. 72-hour non-stop protection, tested to the limits. Shore, it won't let you down.
Mom Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.